The Port of Virginia at Hampton Roads is among the nation's busiest and most important export centers, so it may come as a surprise to learn that one of the most frequently exported items at the port is nothing. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project explains.
Yeah, this story is by Gordon Rago. He's a reporter with the Virginian Pilot in Norfolk. And it's about something that happens in many ports in the United States. Last year, the Port of Virginia handled 1.5 million boxes from its ports, but 35% of those left empty. That is, the story points out, that is just part of what it's like with the U.S. with a trade imbalance. I mean, normally you would have a container full of goods that would arrive in Virginia. They would unload it and they would stuff it full of things from Virginia and ship it to somewhere else. But with the trade imbalance that the U.S. runs, more things are coming into the U.S. than going out. Joe Harris, a port spokesman, said there's not much value to the larger economy. The story points out New York City, a port that handles more than twice as many container boxes as Virginia, nearly 60% of the boxes that leave there are empty.
Ports in Georgia and South Carolina say their percentage of empties runs about the same as Virginia's. It's also worth noting that there are exports leaving Virginia that don't necessarily go inside these containers, and those would mitigate the deficit a bit.
The pilot has reported before that the largest items coming out of Virginia by volume are coal, soybeans, and wood products.
By the way, the port gets the same payment for loading a container, even if it's empty. The Freedom of Information Act has certainly given people a valuable tool in understanding what the government is doing, but the government sometimes considers itself unduly burdened by FOIA requests. And David, that seems to be the case right now in Southwest Virginia.
Right, this story is from the Southwest Times. It's a weekly newspaper in Pulaski County. The reporter is Will Payne. It's a story about a routine meeting of the Pulaski County Board of Supervisors where Jonathan Sweet, the county administrator, displayed at the end of the meeting Freedom of Information Act request from the county in the last 9 years. And then one of the supervisors, a man named Joe Guthrie, he and the county administrator went through kind of a back and forth that really just pretty much sounded rehearsed. Guthrie began, Mr. Sweet, what percentage of those FOI requests come from individuals who are delinquent in their real estate taxes?
The answer to the question was 38%. That was also the answer to a long list of questions which we will not detail. The point of it all, though, is to establish that 38% of the requests came from a single source.
The person who went unnamed in the story, who is responsible for about one-third of the Freedom of Information Act requests, is in the middle of a tax dispute with the county. I guess the story shows that local governments can get annoyed, I guess, if people want more and more information and file these Freedom of Information requests, which under Virginia law they're entitled to have. Apparently the county administrator said this is going to be a standing monthly report.
He didn't give any further details about the requests, but he said they take up a lot of staff time. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.